Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. My name is British Betty, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone around. I think Paulette wants to talk to the phone. Okay, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much, British Betty. It's another wonderful segment of the I've Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Paulette Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. I hope everyone is doing well out here on this magnificent Monday. And also joined in our studios, we have the pleasure and the distinct honor of being with CEO, Executive Producer, Program Director, Mr. D. Slate is in the building. Hello, D. Slate, to you this evening. How are you, sir?
Happy O'Dublin! Happy St. Patrick's Day to you today.
Oh, I forgot. British Betty got a friend. What's your name, mate? I can't remember.
They call me British Bob.
British Bob. How can I forget that? I said bloody talk, sire. Did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Irish and all green today?
Absolutely. Look here. What we're going to do is in Chicago. The water is emerald green. I'm going to jump in and drink it like it's beer.
They make the bloody river green.
The bloody river's green. It's the bloody river's emerald green.
Well, pretty much this extent of my time today, I drank green tea. Let's see here. Had green Scornish earlier. I got a four-leaf clover. So, you know, we're British, so we really don't celebrate, you know, St. Patrick's Day, but I like the beer, I must say.
I'm what they like to call Black Irish. Virus.
Black Irish. That is great. You know, there's a singer who is a black African-American. I do stand to be corrupted. I believe it's Alicia Keys. She's African-American and also Irish, I think. I'm not sure, but I think.
I think it might be bloody well.
Okay. Well, get the microphone back to, Justice, so she can go ahead and announce once again the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Thank you, British Betty, for that. Once again, if you're just tuning in, it's the I've Got Something to Say radio show, and we're emphatically excited tonight about our special guest. She is unbelievable. You get it? You get it, D. Slate? Unbelievable.
Uh-oh. Unbelievable. Yeah, I just had to give my man. I had to give my man British Bob out here. He's Black Irish from the Irish hood. I don't know what he think he was doing, but you know.
Wow! Instead of doing the river dance, he'd be doing line dancing like the cha-cha and stuff.
He would probably like line dance and try to do the cabbage patch with it. Yeah, dumb stuff, you know.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, tonight, D-Slate, once again, as I have given to the audience that, you know, we have the pleasure of speaking with Kim Kimble of L.A. Hair. They're going into their third season on WE Television, so I am emphatically excited. One, being that March is celebrating Women's History Month, and two, being that it's also Hair Loss Awareness Month, also better known as Alopecia Awareness. So with those two things in mind, our guest on this evening is very befitting for the cause. So I'm hoping that everyone is tuning in. If you're in certain parts of the United States, I know the weather is a little harsh. Definitely my heart goes out to those in New York who experienced that devastating incident. So I understand there's been some lives lost and also some, tragedies and some injuries. So definitely continue to send up a prayer for our brothers and sisters in New York. I understand our nation's capital is getting some rough weather right now. They're expecting 5 to 10 inches of snow. And this is mid-March. So, here in Virginia, our weather is a bit bipolar, but we're blessed. So sometimes we think our situation is a lot worse, but look to your neighbor, and your neighbor can be in a worse situation. So for that, you have to count it all joy and, just be grateful. How's the weather in your locale, D-Slate?
Well, the weather here in Arizona is, I'm just getting sick and tired of all this fine 80-degree weather. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
I really don't like you right now, but okay. 80-degree weather, wow. Oh, God, I know you're really suffering right about now.
Oh, my goodness, it's horrible. Horrible.
Green Jilly Walkers, Jean Green Billy Beans, whatever. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poet Justice, we're on your radio, and we're the life of the party. Absolutely. We're going to keep things moving. The time is now 7 minutes after the hour. 7 minutes after the hour. If you're on the East Coast, it's a little bit after 9. If you're on the West Coast, West Side, it's a little bit after 6 p.m. So we're going to go ahead and introduce the segments for this evening, and then we're going to get into our first musical break. Tonight, we will be again speaking with Kim Kimble. She is fabulous businesswoman, entrepreneur, celebrity stylist, D-Slate, to Beyonce, to Carrie Hilson, to Carrie Washington, Gabrielle Union. The list goes on and on and on, even Miss Piggy. Did you hear what I said, ladies and gentlemen, in D-Slate? Miss Piggy. That's a bad lady.
I was like, oh my goodness, she's dynamic. But when you said Miss Piggy, that just took it over the top for me. She hooking Miss Piggy up. Come on, that's iconic.
Oh, that is iconic indeed. So as we say, Miss Kim Kimble is fierce, honey. Yes, she is a diva. Yes, she is. But we will be having Poetics Picks, Girl Power Jams, Black Girls Rock Moment, as well as Neo Soul's Sister Song of the Day and some Stiletto Jams. So we are celebrating Women's History Month, National Women's Month, however you want to word it. Just celebrate the woman, phenomenal woman I am. And we had some amazing guests thus far. We had Malcolm X's daughter last week, didn't we, D-Slate?
That's right, the beautiful Miss Ilya Suh Shabazz joining us on the show. We had an incredible time with her. She's a phenomenal woman. She's everything that a great African-American woman should, especially young women, should strive to be and strive to mimic behind. She's a great woman. We had a blessed time with her on the show, and I'm happy that we got an opportunity to speak with her.
Absolutely. And then tonight, once again, if you're just tuning in, we have Kim Kimble from LA Hair, which is one of the premier shows off of WE Television. And let me just state, WE Television, I love it. Original programming, reality shows, documentaries, everything, their format is platform for the woman. I believe SWV show is on there. Of course, the Braxton Family Value is on that show. Shout out to Trina, to Wanda, and Tracy. They're my girls, they're my girls. And to Bobby Burwell Management or Kim Kimball, as well as to Wanda Braxton. Shout out to Bobby Burwell. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be having a phenomenal, legendary poet, author, professor at Virginia Tech, iconic, just word ladysmith. Ladies and gentlemen, you must tune in next week. We will be having the legendary Nikki Giovanni with us on the I, but Something to Say radio show. The radio show. Nikki Giovanni, who does that? Wow, that's great, isn't it?
That's incredible. She's iconic all around. She's an incredible writer. I like to create a word right now. I would like to call her an inspirationalist. She's an incredible inspirationalist, which means she has the power to inspire many, you know, and just listening to her poetry and just listening to her speak, she's mesmerizing, and it will truly, truly be a blessing to have her on the show next week. I can't wait to speak with her.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 11 minutes after the hour. Considering that this week, the 17th through the 21st, we are observing Act Happy Week. So, ladies and gentlemen, in inspiration of Act Happy Week, you know, our entertainer from VA, producer of the year, and he also has a new line of hats. Here is, ladies and gentlemen, Pharrell Williams and Happy. Won't you keep it locked? Don't go nowhere. It's the I Got Something to Say show. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. Let's go.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Because I'm happy. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
That's live. It is now 17 minutes after the hour. You know, if you're out of breath right now, you have all the legitimate reason to do so. I have been doing the Cabbage Patch, the Running Man, and everything. If you are mad, if you are furious, I'm telling you, after Pharrell Williams' song, Happy, you will be just that happy. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. If you have the opportunity to just be tuning in, I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And we also have with us our CEO, our esteemed leader, the executive producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Mr. D. Slate, is in the building. He is the man with the plan. What's going on, D?
Hey, in the building, B-I-L-L-S, building.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating Women's History Month, March 2014. National History of Women roots go back to March 8, 1857, when women from New York City's factory staged a protest over working conditions. But D. Slate, International Women's Day was also first observed in 1909. But it wasn't until 1981 yet that Congress established Women's History Week to be commemorated the second week of March. In 1987, Congress expanded the week from 1 week to 1 month. And ever since, Congress has passed a resolution for Women's History Month, and the President has issued a proclamation. So, ladies and gentlemen, women from around the world, aunties, nieces, girlfriends, wives, spouses, teachers, you know, everyone, every profession that you could possibly think of, women, let me see your hands. I salute you right now, definitely. So
salute.
We're going to keep things moving, yes. And D. Slate, I really appreciate you as being the owner, operator of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, how you are an allowance for myself and other personalities to have the creative freedom to do shows and platforms as such that are themed, and we're celebratory of specific issues, you know, or social issues or just months, you know. So like next month for April, we're going to be observing Autism Awareness Month as well as National Poetry Month. So there you have it. Yes, we're always doing something great. So we are a station, and I think this will be great, D. Slate. We're a station of edutainment. We educate, we entertain. But we want you to continue to tune in. Yes, edutainment, yes. 718-766-4553. Hey, D. Slate, and let them know if they're interested, if they have a business. Listen, all businesswomen, businessmen, right? If you have a business, D. Slate, how can they get in tune with us?
Thank you, PJ. I'll tell them. if you have a business or a website and you'd like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. We will advertise for you.
Wow. I thought you're like, tell them what they want, Bob. I love that. We have a lot of radio personalities. We have a quirkiness about us. We can interchange our voices, personas, and all of that. So, you know, being a radio personality or in the business, to my brother and to my sister and of communications, you know, Halloween for us is every day because we can be whoever we want to be on the airwaves. So what we want to be is the best that we can possibly be to continuously bring you the best radio network, yes, possible. And that is the D Hour Show Radio Network. Make certain that you tune in each and every day, 7 days a week, and we have something special for your entertainment. You never know who's going to be on the network with us. Well, with that being said, the time is now 22 minutes after the hour. It is I, Miss Fabulous, on your radio on Monday, marvelous Monday that is, St. Patrick's Day, yes, and my boss, my sidekick, my co-pilot, yes, D. Slate is in the building. Hey, D, I feel like a little bit of girl power, so we're going to go ahead and get into the next musical break. I'm feeling a little bit like going to get it, you know, with For You is For You. So, ladies, definitely go out there and be the best mentor that you can possibly be because you never know. There may be a young girl standing beside you or in the wings waiting to be the next you. So we want you to go out there and go get it. Here's a little bit of Mary Mary. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am back live. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yes, we just went to go get it. Yeah, our blessings continuously. That is Mary, the wonderful duo group, yet together and independent. Those sisters are powerful, powerful. And they, too, also have a show on We Television. So tune in to see their previous segments and look forward to their new season forthcoming. Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, yes, the phenomenal woman on your radio, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, in the building. Also, I have my esteemed leader, who is in the building as well, Mr. D. Slate. How are you, sir?
I'm good, in the building, having fun, hanging out. Can't wait to get the opportunity to speak with the beautiful Miss Kim Kimball of L.A. Hair. Chilling, cooling.
Cooling, just cooling. Well, let me tell you, since we're talking about cooling, this lady that I'm getting ready to have as my in-your-purse woman of the day, should I say, or let me say, women making strides, woman of the day. I like that better. Well, Angela Davis, you know, put your fist in the air. Angela has worn many hats, literally, in her lifetime. University professor, writer, public speaker, but she is known for political activism with the Black Panthers. The student nonviolent coordinating community and the civil rights movement, she ran into legal trouble when it was suspected that she helped Black Panther George Jackson escape from prison, but eventually was released from jail when the evidence against her failed to prove her involvement. Let me say, Angela Davis with the big fro, fist in the air, let me tell you, powerful, powerful sister, yes. But I'm certain Angela Davis could have used the assistance of celebrity stylist Kim Kimball if we were to fast forward to current. No one's laughing. I'm sorry. I had to throw that one in there. Dee? Your thoughts?
She got Angela Davis eyes.
Wow. What happened to Betty then? Wow. Well, number one, this is an unquoted phrase right here. Anyone that thinks that her dreams are impossible or that society cannot be changed once by a person's efforts, two, need to look to these women as role models, or women in general as role models. Their bravery and determination act as catalysts for profound change in the world. That means, ladies, we are relevant, okay? We have just as much right to be here as anyone else. Do you have a commentary that you want to make?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think that, you know, women have fought for a long time for equality and equal rights, and I think they deserve it. There's some, like my sister, TJ, and Miss Kimbo, who's going to be joining us soon, Miss Shabazz and Miss Giovanni, there's some incredible, phenomenal women out there who has a lot contribute to the world, and I think you guys deserve to have that right to do that. So I'm happy women were able to achieve that.
Absolutely. In the 1970s phrase, we come a long way, baby. You know, it was catered specifically to women. Women, you know, we are paid less on the average dollar than our counterparts as males, you know, but now we're up and coming. We're actually CEOs of our own business. You know, we go from, you know, being able to clean offices to own buildings. You know, we're college graduate, we're educated, we're mothers as well as professionals, you know, so we're able to balance the two. You know, also women have made strides. They're in the political arena. They're also top in the industry. So we have really, truly, honestly, in condition with the coined term, we have come a long way, baby, and we need not to look back. You know, we have to respect ourselves and, most importantly, respect our men because contrary to any popular belief, we need each other, you know, because it's one man, you know. So W-O-M-A-N, a man is there, you know. So, again, vice versa, you know, tomatoes, tomatoes, but still, a woman is relevant. We need to respect our brothers, and brothers, please, please respect the sisters. That's all I'm asking. That's my one. How do you feel about that? You know, for men to feel like, you know, sometimes, and I'm making a hasty generalization, so I'm not saying all. I know there's a caller like, what? Paula, you said what? No, I'm not male bashing, and I'm not being a generalist or a feminist. I'm just simply stating facts that, you know, we should be able to appreciate each one of our what we have to bring to the table. You know, women can do a lot, and men can equally do a lot. But I'm not saying I wear the pants and I don't need a man and all of that frivolousness. I'm saying simply that I am able to be, you know, in the runnings. So what is your commentary, your take on that?
No, I think that there's a lot of men out there who get intimidated by women who can do things better than them. I think they shouldn't look at it like that. I think for a long time, you know, men have, you know, especially men in couples and relationships and marriages, but I think for a long time men have been burdened with, even before women had the inequality, but were burdened with the task of having to do everything. So being able to share that, you know, with women, being able to share the task, being able to operate in the same lane with women, and women helping men out and contributing to the world, I think it's a plus. I think it's a sigh of relief. And I think men shouldn't take that as a weakness. Men shouldn't feel weak because a woman or their woman can do what they can do or even do things better. I just think that they should accept that as a gift and just tell that woman, thank you for being you.
Absolutely. You know, and some women are looked upon as, you know, sexual objects or put on display, you know, derogatorily, inderogatorily. Do your research. Do not just Black History Month, folks. You know, Black History is 365. Sarah Bartman. Look it up. That woman, you know, was put on display because of her, you know, bodily accent. She was a full-plus woman. She had a lot in her trunk, you know, but she was mimicked, that she was taunted, she was all these things that, basically what we won't accept today, those things were done to Sarah Bartman. So definitely do your research, ladies and gentlemen. Deesley, I believe that our guest is en route right now. So what we're going to do is take another quick musical break, and when we come back, we are hoping to have in our studios the very talented and beautiful Miss Kim Kimball of L.A. Hair. I want to go ahead and get into a little song right now. Okay, well, I believe our guest is in the studio. What you think, Dee?
Yeah, we can kick off the song, and then when we come back, hopefully we'll be getting in with the beautiful Miss Kimball.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, right now this song will be best befitting by the very talented Jasmine Sullivan. Let's say, I want to braid your hair. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Special guest Kim Kimball will be in the building. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. Braid your hair.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Well, if I want to stay the closer, I want to rock locks that'll take a bit away from the soul that I got. Little girl with the press and curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relax. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do.
Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside.
97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that
hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No, no.
Good hair means curls and waves.
No.
Bad hair means you look like a slave.
No.
At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be.
You can turn it off like a South African beauty.
Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock a straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
hey, I am not my hair.
I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations. No.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh. Does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am pressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. Promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
hey, hey, I am not my head.
I am not my head.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes our radio, programming controls have a mind of its own. So I think DeSlate, the controls, wanted to hear India instead of Jasmine. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do stand to be corrected. That is I'm Not My Hair by the very talented India Irie. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just tuning in, you know, the diva that we were talking about, the lady with the plan, the businesswoman, reality star, who got her own thing going on. Yep, she's in the building. So what I'm going to do right now is defer to DeSlate so we can give this very beautiful, talented Miss Kim Kimble the proper introduction that she deserves. DeSlate.
Well, absolutely, and you know that she deserves this, ladies and gentlemen. The name Kim Kimble has been synonymous with beauty and glamour for over a decade. And today she continues to rise and raise the bar as one of the most acclaimed celebrity hair gurus in the business. Kimble has developed a niche for creating scene-stealing, high-concept looks adorned by the likes of Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Shakira, Mary J. Blige, and the late great Miss Whitney Houston, Sade, Britney Spears, Jada Pinkett Smith, and even the iconic Miss Piggy, among others. Kimble's innovative styles and techniques have been featured internationally in the pages of fashion's, beauty's greatest titles, everyone from the Vanity Fair and Allure to InStyle, Essence, Glamour, Elle, and Vogue have called on Kimble to create cover-worthy hair designs. In addition to her work behind the scenes, Kim has served as an industry expert in front of the camera on numerous television shows, including Oprah, How Do I Look, and Sheer Genius, to name a few. Kim's glamorous, dynamic lifestyle behind the scenes has taken center stage with her new and hit unscripted reality television series on WeTV, L.A. Hair. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm I Got Something to Say radio show welcome to the beautiful and the talented Miss Kim Kimble.
Hey, Diva.
What's going on?
How
what's
are
happening?
You, Miss Kim Kimble?
I am blessed. I am absolutely blessed and just excited about everything.
I tell you. Well, first and foremost, I wanted to say thank you so very much. You know, I know you're so busy from your line to your clientele to being renowned all over the world, Miss Kim Kimble, and to your, you know, upcoming season, the third season for LA Hair. You are a busy, busy lady. Let me tell you, I'm a fan, not aside of the fact that, you know, LA Hair is one of my favorite reality scripted shows. But you are ingenious, let me say. So you are doing your thing. Absolutely. I'm very, very proud of you. From one sister, STA, from another sister.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I really do.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to introduce you to the owner-operator of the D Hour Show Radio Network. He was the one that was responsible for your very, very nice introduction as deserved. And he is also the executive producer on my show, Yes, Ma'am, right here. I'd like to introduce to you Ms. Kim Kimble, yes, celebrity stylist to the world. DeSlate is in the building. Say hello to Ms. Kim Kimble, DeSlate.
Well, hello, Ms. Kimble. How are you doing? I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. I think that you're absolutely phenomenal. Everything that you do, your creativity, your work, I think it's incredible, and it's a blessing to have you on the show with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm excited to be on. You know, I am blessed and very excited, of course, about season 3 of LA Hair. It's a blessing to be able to get a third season for a show. And it's also a blessing to be able to do what you love to do. I love to do hair. That is my passion, and I am lucky to be able to work in a field that I am so continuously passionate and excited about.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're going to get into a little bit of conversation about Kim Kimble, you know, for our listener audience that are just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, the Our Show Radio Network, we have the honor and we have the distinct pleasure of having the very lovely and talented Kim Kimble. When you see some of your, you know, A-list stars, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Shakira, Mary J. Blige, and the late, great Whitney Houston, amongst others, and when they mentioned this particular iconic factor, you know, I was like, whoa, you know, she has to be phenomenal to have interaction with the Miss Piggy. Really, Kim Kimble?
Okay. Yes, she's a diva. She is the diva. She is the most diva client I've ever had, actually.
Wow. Wow. That is super, super awesome. I mean, that is truly an honor. I mean, wow.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah, I got her ready for the Oscars. She was going to the Oscars. She was presenting, and she was walking the red carpet. So Miss Piggy needed to have her coif, you know, done.
Yes, honey. Oh, yes. That is wonderful. Well, the television network, I just stand to be corrected, the television network in which your platform, your show, LA Hair, which is gearing up for, you know, season 3, I love WE Television because WE speaks to us, women's empowerment. They have some phenomenal, phenomenal shows line up, such as yours, LA Hair, Braxton Family Value, Mary Mary, SWV, Cindy Lauper, and the list just goes on and on and on. So, you know, for the show of your caliber, Ms. Kim, to, you know, have that platform with WE Television, I know you're very emphatically excited about that. Tell us a little bit, without giving it away totally, well, you know what, let's do this backwards. What really, really honestly say, hey, one day the light bulb went off, about 10 or 11 years of age, and when I grow up, I want to do fill in the blank, Kim. And then we're going to go for it with season 3.
I'll be honest with you. I started off when I loved fashion and beauty. 2 years old, I was making paper dolls, like creating dolls, their hair, their clothes, their nails. You know, I was really into beauty and fashion as a kid, and I was very creative. And then, you know, when I got like 9 or 10, I was making my own fashion magazines and things like that. And so I thought I was going to be a fashion designer. I said, because I'm a third-generation hairstylist, I will go to cosmetology school to learn how to do hair so that I can work my way through fashion school. But as I got into doing hair, fell in love with it, and I was like, you know, I can still be a part of the fashion industry just in a different way, you know, doing hair. And I mean, I still get to collaborate with, you know, the best stylists and makeup artists out there and work, you know, a lot of my work appears in magazines. So it wasn't very far from what I envisioned as a kid. But, you know, I knew I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to go to Paris and do hair. I just wanted to be all over, you know, the world. And, you know, doing hair has taken me there. I didn't know it would turn into a reality show. That wasn't really, at the time, you know, reality shows weren't even a thought, you know, at the time when I was growing up. But I, you know, this is something that kind of, you know, something I wanted to definitely do because it's creative, like, you know, producing and creating shows and things like that is definitely a creative thing, and I like that. But, I, you know, it kind of happened very fast, you know, getting a reality show. I think because of who I work with and my reputation in the industry made me a good candidate for, you know, leading a, you know, starring in a reality show about hair salons and, you know, celebrity hair. And so it kind of just opened the door for me to be able to do that. And now that I'm doing it, I do like it. That's not what I planned for myself, but I do like it because it helps inspiring other stylists, women and men, who want to be hairdressers or who love the art of what I do, and it's inspired them to want to do something very similar. And, I, you know, it's very exciting, and it gives me the opportunity to speak to a lot of young people or even older people about, you know, following their dreams and building their business and, you know, young entrepreneurs. There's a lot of young, hungry entrepreneurs out there. So, like my Kimble Beauty Camp that we just had, you know, spoke to a lot of young, aspiring stylists who wanted to either own their own businesses, own their own product lines, or be a celebrity hairstylist, you know. So it was very it's actually opened up those doors, which I appreciate and I like, because it's able to help me give back and to, you know, it's a positive thing. If people will take away from the show, oh, I'll aspire to want to be, you know, be all that I can be and be big and bold and dream big, then that's what it's for, and that's a good thing.
Wow, you know, you really spoke to some interesting points, Kim. One, when you said that this is your passion, you know, when they say when you work your passion, when you work your craft, you would never work another day in your life, you know. So that's the huge differential.
Absolutely.
between working, you know, and being the best at what you do. And I really think in our culture, African-American culture, okay, you know, it's almost like, you want to do hair. You want to do hair in your mama's kitchen. What? You know? But it's a huge understanding. Research Kim Kimball, ladies and gentlemen. This lady has a huge backing of training. She's trained with some of the best. Her net worth. Let me put emphasis, clearing throat. Net worth.
Really?
And I'm not going to disseminate.
Wow.
I'm not going to disseminate. And also, as a photographer myself, you know, Ms. Kim Kimball, when I saw Jill Ben-Simone on here, I said, what? That is the same photographer that worked very closely with Tyra Banks and Top Model and, you know, recognized all over the world and so forth.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, wow. Well, let's also state this. When you say giving back to the community, there are a lot of A-list, B-C industry, you know, celebrities that are doing great things, but sometimes they negate to be able to give back. You know, I've heard some incredible things from teaching to mentoring young girls to giving back to women's shelters to being involved with domestic violence awareness. Kim Kimball is doing her thing. And you and the owner-operator have something in common. Are you ready, Ms. Kim Kimball?
What?
The two of you all are from Chi-Town.
Hey! Chi-Town, baby. They breed them good down there, don't they?
Chi-Town, that's it, the Windy City.
On the south side.
Yes, indeed.
53rd Nellis.
I grew up on the west side, but, yeah, Chi-Town, that's my home. I mean, I'm in Arizona right now, but Chi-Town will always be my home.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, and my father, you know, is looking down from heaven. He lives in Chi-Town. That Jamaican loves Chi-Town, South Drexel, all day long. He loved it. So definitely shout out to Chi-Town. Who you with? Yes, we're going to get back into a couple more questions before I defer to Mr. D. Slate, your Chi-Town brother. You know, really, you stating that you're, you know, getting into reality show and programming and things of that nature, and you're becoming acclimated. But, however, to the rest of the world, you've been doing this for a while. I mean, you've had such breaks with working with film producer Robert Townsend. And you were very instrumental in one of my favorite movies, which is hysterical, Bats. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Are you talking about Bats?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, that was my first introduction into doing hair in the entertainment industry. I got hired through Robert Townsend's assistant, Charlie Jordan, at the time, hired me to work, you know, well, to actually introduce me to Robert, and then he hired me to do the hair on his film. And it was my experience. I had to learn very quickly how to work, you know, in join a union of hairstylists and makeup artists for film, for motion picture. And it was good because, you know, lucky for me, he picked a lot of the styles that I had because I had to bring him pictures and show him, like, some of my craziest work that I've done. And that's what he wanted. He said, I want to see your craziest work you've ever done. And so I had done hair show competitions. I said, okay, you want crazy? I got crazy. You know, I used to do fantasy competitions, so I had crazy-looking hairstyles in my portfolio, and he loved them all and was like, okay, I want you to make this, 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 and this. You know, so I actually had to recreate styles that I had done before. And the cool thing about it is I learned a lot about film and television. I had to not only make one, but I had to make
like an assembly line of them because I had to make one for the stand-in, one for this body double, one for this, you know, so, you know, I had to have a backup one. So it was just an experience that I, you know, was a great experience to be my first experience.
Wow, that is incredible. I mean, there were some really outrageous dudes and Holly Berry. I mean, she was a screaming, a riot. And I was like, you know, to myself, back in the day when it was, you know, relevant, I was like, I wonder who did their hair, you know. And so when I saw that you were associated with that, I was like, it makes perfect sense, of course. For her to have been so creative and, you know, just so innovative before your time, that's the point that I'm trying to make. Other movies in which you've been associated with is Cinderella, The Jamie Foxx Show, Two Can Play That Game, Austin Powers, Goldmember. What? I was like, you better go, Kim Kimble. Yes. Sparkle,
yes.
Green Girls, something new.
Yes.
Deliver Us from Evil, which is like one of my favorite movies. Big Mama's House next Friday. Wow. I mean, definitely, definitely, you've had a stint of experiences. And, again, you started off as a shampooing girl, and you said you come from a third generation of hairstylists. So Madam Cecil Walker is very relevant in your world, huh?
Madam C.J. Walker is definitely a big inspiration to me. You know, our lives are kind of parallel in certain ways. So she's kind of like I call her a mentor, you know, because I look at her and what she did and when the way, you know, what she had to go through to get there was very inspiring. And so, you know, I just look at her and she's like, you know, an icon to me of hair and beauty and fashion.
Wow, outstanding. I mean, definitely, you know, she personifies so much and entrepreneurship such as you. Having your own line, we'll definitely get into that before the close of this interview and also talk a little bit about season three. But with that being stated, I see that you're a Christmas Eve baby. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That
is
Christmas Eve. I mean, so, you know, double special on top of that, double special. So some of the other outstanding notable names in the hair industry that you've worked with is Vidal Sassoon, Dudley Cosmetology University in North Carolina. And I definitely remember this name rings synonymous because, you know, I call myself a play, you know, hairstylist. But the Brahma Brothers, I used to be a hair model for them. I used to go to the shows all the time in the ATL. You know, those were happy times and so forth. Have you seen the industry progress since, you know, those shows were really, really heavy back then? Do you understand or what would you say that would be the most impactful thing for up-and-coming salon stylists or who inspires to be of a celebrity status such as yourself? Because it's a difference between being a celebrity stylist and being a hairdresser or doing hair. All those are different, correct, Kim?
Yeah, I mean, being a celebrity stylist, you know, the styling technique, the whole etiquette is different from, you know, working in the salon. Some things are similar, but, yes, it's a little bit different, and there's certain things, you know, you have to look out for and certain things you have to, you know, be aware of when you're working in this industry.
Absolutely. And, Kim, I'm going to ask one more question. You don't just do black hair, do you? I mean, you do all different type of ethnicities, of course.
Hair is texture. Hair is not race. Hair is texture, and everyone should know how to do hair. You know what I mean? It's hair. It's not necessarily a race. And although there are different textures in different races, you should understand what they are and how to, you know, work with them.
Absolutely. Well, I have a couple of more questions because I love your personality and I just love your ethic of being a powerhouse woman, entrepreneur, reality star, and just motivational speaker and philanthropist. But I'm going to defer right now to D. Slate because he has his hand in the air like, pick me, he's been like all night willing and wanting to speak with you. So, D. Slate, the floor is yours to speak with the lovely Kim Kimble.
Well, thank you, PJ. You know, Kim, I think that you embody the phrase, don't give up on your dream. And I think that when you think about, you know, as a great hairstylist and staying true to what you want to do and staying true to what you want to be and not giving up on it, I think that speaks volumes about you, your talent and your creativity and your personality. And I think that's phenomenal about you. And that's one of the things that I love about your, you know, your drive is to keep striving to be better and do great things. And when you think about so many people, especially in America, there's so many individuals out there who have their own salons and have their own hair businesses and salons, and they want their business to be booming. They want their business to be extremely successful. So with you having success with your businesses and starting out as a shampoo girl to where you are today, you know, for those individuals who open up their own salons and open up their own type of businesses like that, you know, what advice do you give them for them to stay, you know, relevant in this type of business and to have longevity to have a successful business?
Well, I look at it a couple different ways. First off, you just have to give you your passion. You know, to have longevity in it and to be in it to win it, it has to be your passion. And you have to follow your dream. You know, you can't follow it for money. Because I believe money will come once you, if this is something you love to do and you're very good at doing it. And you have to stay motivated and you have to stay up on your craft. You can't. You have to be open to learning and educate yourself so that you can be, you know, that all that you can be. You can constantly, you know, build your business and your clientele, you know, through innovation. You know, being innovative with your skills. You know, and I think having a good attitude and having a great personality helps you. Because, you know, you have to be personable. You can't just be good at doing hair. If your attitude sucks, it's not going to help you. You're not going to go very far. You know, and, hey, I also believe, and this should be at the top of the list, you have to stay prayerful. I believe, you know, I'm a true believer. I mean, for me, I have to pray to kind of keep focused, to stay, you know, I ask the God to help develop my skills to be better, you know, at what I do. Prayer, I think, is my biggest, you know, advocate in all of this. You know, God has blessed me, and he continues to bless me, and he continues to guide me and show me. And, you know, that communication, prayer is that communication from God. You know, you have that communication, it will help you stay focused. It will help you be prepared, because it's not easy. I can't say that doing what I'm doing is easy. There's moments where I go to work, and it's just like, oof, you know, this is rough today. You know, everybody's not on my side. You know, it could be a lot of different things. And so you need to, you know, to stay grounded and rooted. I mean, this is my journey. You know, I know everybody has their own beliefs in their journey, but this is my journey. And, if I'm going to share, I'm going to share my whole truth about, you know, my success.
Wow.
Absolutely. Well, I think that those individuals that do strive to be successful should definitely take heed to that and definitely follow those steps to work their way up to be great businessmen and women. My last question for you is, every individual always has moments in their career that they'll never forget, moments in their career that stands out. Is there a moment in your career that's monumental to you?
Gosh, there's so many. I have to be honest, I'm blessed at a lot. I have to say, I mean, there's been so many really great moments in my career, but I think when I was asked to come and do the Oprah show, the Oprah Winfrey show, you know, or
oh, yeah.
She wore my wig on the cover of her magazine, that really resonated to me. That was like a bucket list moment. You know, like, oh my God, I have to be on
yes.
the Whitney show. You know, because she's someone I truly admire as a businesswoman, and be able to be a part of her show, and you know, her stylist is an amazing stylist. He asked me to, you know, if I had a wig that he could use for the shoot, and it was you know, that was a blessed opportunity. It didn't even realize it was going to be such a big deal. But those things are you know, mean a lot, you know, and I have to say those were very, like, wow moments, like OMG moments.
Oh, absolutely. I think when anybody gets on Oprah for the first time, I think anybody just, when they're on there, just want to scream out, "Mama, I'm on Oprah!" You know, like, you know, I'm here,
yeah,
I made it, I'm on Oprah.
You know, and I get to do, you know, make over people, so many great things. I got to talk about who I was, and I got to show my work, and then make someone happy in the process. It was like an overall, like, euphoric moment. You know, it was great.
Absolutely.
A lot of work, but it was very rewarding
yeah.
and amazing.
Wow.
Well,
thank you for that. And we're going to be closing up, Kim Kimble. So we just want to know a little bit more. Tell our listening audience about your hairline. I mean, I'm ecstatic, and where they can find it, and are there going to be any new, you know, creations or extensions of your line for this year, 2014?
Oh, my gosh. You're talking to an entrepreneur, of course. Thank you. My Kimble Beauty, you can find my products at kimblebeauty.com. You can also find it in selected Target stores. You know, we also have a lot of extensions and hair and wigs that we're currently selling in our salon, but we're going to be making it more available to, you know, to everybody.
Wow.
And then, you know, I have, you know, a whole lot of silk. You know, I guess you saw a little bit of the bonnets on LA Hair last season.
Ooh,
check
yeah.
out our website. You can see more of those silk products for your hair. For those women who want to grow your hair and to keep it healthy, silk is definitely the way to go. You don't want to get those cheap nylon things. That doesn't work. You need silk. and then we'll be doing more education across the country. I'm working on, you know, building my education platform for stylists who want to learn more about hair, more about products, and, you know, who want to be inspired. So that is, you know, keeping me pretty busy. And then, of course, season 3 of LA Hair coming
yeah.
out in May.
Woo!
Get into it. also, anybody in the Chicago area this weekend, I will be at the ABS show, American Beauty Show. I'll be doing a presentation on the stage, and then I'll be meeting fans at the show. So pretty busy. But I'm
wow.
meeting, you know, everybody who's coming out to the show.
Well, I know you really can't give it away, but any surprises, any wow effects for season 3, anything different from, you know, season 2 or season 1 without, you know, giving it away, any teasers that we should be
oh,
like,
honey.
What?
Haunting. Well, there's some new, first of all, you're going to meet some new characters. You're going to meet some new people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely new drama. Some old drama, some new drama. And
Uh-oh.
Then... yes, and, you know, Kimble, you see the Kimble brand expanding and growing.
Ah. Oh, wow, okay.
I think it's a very good season.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Ms. Kimble, what I wanted to say is that what I respect most about your show is because, you know, reality shows are synonymous with, you know, ratchetness and this and that and drama. But, you know, actually it's entertainment and you actually learn something on your show and you become acclimated with the various casts. And, you know, I love your role, how you keep it together. It's like when Ms. Kim Kimble walked through, honey, you need to get it together. You know, so I like that, and you just have a tight camaraderie, and this is what needs to be done, and this is how it's going to be done. You know, we're very gracefulness, so I definitely applaud your effort, and I'm really, really excited about season 3. Last but not least, this is National Women's Month, and also it is Hair Loss Prevention Month, or alopecia. So women of color, Kim, are often, you know, stricken by alopecia. Are there any tips that you could probably just give to us in quick to let us know, you know, what we can do for its prevention, or is it genetically stimulating for African-American women, or for its alopecia is concerned?
Yeah, there's a couple of versions of alopecia. One is hereditary. There's not much you can do. Some are stressful. You know, get the stress out of your life as much as you can. Of course, you have to be healthy, but also, too, there's two that you can be aware of. One is traction alopecia. Be careful. Whoever's doing your extensions, your braids, whatever you're doing, in your, make sure you have someone who's very good at what they do and that really takes care of your hair so you don't get a version of alopecia.
So when
and
you
also
say, like,
your hair clean. It's important to wash your hair. The myth about dirty hair makes your hair grow, it does not. So keep your hair clean. That's important. Wash your hair with good products. You know, use, you know, products that are natural and that are good for your hair will help you, you know, preventive. It's called preventive. So, you know,
well, I would say this, Ms. Kimball, you know, when you say products, it's either you pay now or you pay later. And hair is something that is our, you know, crown and glory. So, therefore, we as women definitely want to have the best products possible and to invest. And I've actually done a price comparison, and your products, to be A-list, are very good in price comparison. They also can be found in Target, so, you know, that's premier, but it's not going to break the budget, but, you know, budget. So with that being said, just give us a website, Ms. Kimball, or, again, where we can find your products, because, again, a true testament, they really work, and the price is not bad.
Thank you. KimballBeauty.com, you can find our products, and then you can also find them at selected Target stores. And if you can go on our website, and it will tell you the store that's close to you that has it.
Absolutely. Any last-minute commentary, Ms. Kim Kimball, that you would like to give to our listening audience, your fans, and to people all over the world that are listening?
Gray hair equals confidence.
Wow.
I love that. Can I face that? Hi, Kim Kimball.
Sure.
I love that.
Sure. That's my slogan. Gray hair equals confidence.
Oh, love that. Love that. Love that. Any closing comments for the lovely Kim Kimball of the Slate?
Well, I just want to say that it's a blessing to have you on the show with us. I hope a lot of our listeners who are hairstylists or want to be hairstylists has taken in everything that you've been talking about tonight. I'm happy to say I'm glad we had you on with us tonight, too, especially to celebrate National Women's Month, because I think you're a phenomenal woman. And I want to say that you came on the show as a guest, and now you're a family member of this network. And we're going to keep on supporting everything that you're doing and telling everybody about you. And we can't wait to have you on the show with us again.
Okay, me too. Well, we have to make this a habit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to definitely continue to promote your websites and everything. And I want to shout out to your management and to your manager, Bobby Burwell. Thank you so, so very much for arranging this, Mr. Burwell, allowing the very lovely, gifted, and talented Kim Kimball to be on our show. My sister is a hairstylist, graduated from hair school, and she is texting me and blowing up my phone. She said, "Where did you go? Kim Kimball," and that voice right there. You are a shoe.
Oh, Lord.
And that voice right there, that's what she got a quotation.
Okay.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Tell us
your
hello.
Yes, she is a fan, definitely. Well, we want to say thank you so, so very much for your time, and we'll continue to support you, and we hope that you have a very good evening, Ms. Kim Kimball.
All right. Thanks again. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Kim.
Good night. Have a blessed night.
All right, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we spoke with the very charismatic, very energetic, I love, love, loved her interview, Kim Kimball of LA Hair, preparing for season 3, entrepreneur, businesswoman, extraordinaire, just a beautiful spirit, gave us a lot of useful information about hair care, her background in terms of what needs to be done in order to have that type of status in which she is. Also, education is very imperative. She spoke also a little bit about alopecia and hair prevention. So those are some really great tips, and I'm going to take those tips to mine and be a little bit more cognizant about my hair and, you know, preparing for to look good as we should, right, D. Slate?
You are absolutely right, PJ.
Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 16 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get a little bit into, you know, another musical break. What you feeling about that?
I am feeling fabulous about that.
Well, actually, I would love to hear Braid Your Hair since we had, you know, Kim Kimble on the show, and I think it would only be befitting, you know, to play something related to hair and hair prevention and just being a woman. We're just celebrating being just happy tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, 17 after the hour, we're going to go ahead and get into a quick musical break. Here is Braid Your Hair, Jasmine Sullivan, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous. Let's go.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know they're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels,
come on.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your belly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I find. The clothes I'm wearing, I find. The rocks I'm rocking, I find. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I find. The house I live in, I find. The car I'm driving, I find. I depend on me, I depend on me.
Money, all of my love, rockin' out of love, and all your hands are at me. how you feel about this. Do it all only if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Truth on my feet,
I know
it. Truth I'm wearing,
I know.
Hey, don't. champion. Realize check mechanism. Yah, 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 yah.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yes, we're back live, and now the time is 27 minutes. 27 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are back like skinny jeans. We are back like faded hair. We are back like St. Patrick's Day. That don't even go together. But nonetheless, we just came back out of a music break. We kicked it off with a little bit of Independent Women. Yes, we did, with Destiny's Child, and then closed out that segment with 702, Where My Girls At. Where My Girls At for National History Women's Month. D-Slate, are my girls in the studio, or they got my back to the front and the back? Is you feeling that?
Yes, they do. They always got your back. I'm going to let them in right now.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, once again, we're celebrating National History of Women. We're celebrating the lives, the sacrifices, and the accomplishment of women. And we just had the opportunity to speak with one of the most prestigious women, businesswomen. I mean, totally. You know, I had a lot of respect for Kim Kimble prior to the interview, D. Slate, but now that the interview has taken place, and that short period of time, she has given me so much insight. And I like the fact that, you know, she stated that you really, really have to have goals in preparation in order to be successful. I mean, she's much
Absolutely.
Like her character on L.A. Hair, right? And the show, really, I love this platform because it gives you entertainment, but not over the top. And I just love the way she carries herself as an entrepreneur. People will refer to her as a she-boss, but she's a very astute businesswoman and very knowledgeable of the industry overall. So she has some of the most A-list page six clientele in the world. She's worked with some of the most renowned world photographers and, you know, labels and things of that nature. So all the congratulatory, you know, favors definitely need to be ushered on to Kim Kimble. She's doing miraculous things, and for that, I just wish continued luck. D-Slate, your feedback on the interview, I think it was awesome.
I think the interview was wonderful. Like I said, I think she's very intelligent. She's very talented. And again, I say again that she embodies, you know, the phrase, don't give up on your dreams. Because when you think about hairstylists and you think about, you know, a long time ago when people said, when a woman said or even a guy said, hey, I want to be a barber or I want to be a hairstylist, you know, sometimes, you know, they're, you know, people didn't give them credit as that being a legible career. But women like Kim and many, many others out there has transformed the occupation of hairstylist as something to strive for and something to really, really wanting to be. So I definitely give her credit for that, and I commend her for making her dreams come true.
Absolutely, and I also like the fact that, you know, she did not forget where she came from. You know, she's constantly giving back to the community. As a lot of our, you know, esteemed guests on the I Got Something to Say radio show, the Hour Show radio network in general, but she really does give back. You know, she has a kinding heart to doing exposés, different workshops, showing other women up and coming the techniques and the proper techniques. And also just, again, her, you know, caring and empathy for, you know, mentoring girls and women alike. So, you know, definitely shout out to Kim Kimble. I'm going to definitely continue to promote her hair products, are very well priced for the average person, such as you and I. You know, and again, you're getting quality products. So definitely continue to support her. Those products are made available in your Target, your local Target stores. And also just check out her website to give more founding information as it relates to the very lovely Kim Kimble. Well, you know, right now we're counting down these late, but, you know, we're not finished yet. The month of March. Yes, the month of March truly embodies a lot of things, but, you know, we highlight celebrating National Women's Month in particularly, but it's also expanding Girls Horizons in Science and Engineering Month, International Women's Month. Let me see. Hypertension Awareness Month, that is extremely, extremely imperative. You know, definitely is genetic, especially very prevalent in the African-American world and culture. Definitely correct diet and exercise and genetics, you know, all that go hand over fist. Also, it is American Council on Education Month. This week is also Universal Women's Week. Girl Scout Week was last week. Those cookies, let me tell you. Ooh-wee. Mm. This week, now you're going to get a kick out of this, D-Slate, is American Chocolate Week.
Uh-oh. I like that.
I'm telling you, chocolate, it's Lent. So I'm trying to do the right thing, like Spike Lee, It is also Worldly Week. So it's Wellness for the Elderly Week. Definitely, we have to look after our elders. For the ancestors would definitely, you know, give us favor in that. So check on the grandmamas and the aunties and our parents for they're getting older. So make sure that they're taking in the proper, you know, intake dietary needs and going to the doctors as they should and things of that nature. Check on your elders, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see. It is also World Folk Tales and Fables Week. Does that mean somebody lying? They be lying. Folk Tales and Fables Week. I think that's a sophisticated.
Somebody knows. They out there living like Pinocchio.
Yeah, right. But I think that's just a sophisticated way of saying, like Lionel Lucretia would say, they be lying. I think that's more so. Yeah, they be lying. It is also, let's see, this month, Meat Free Week. So you have chocolate. What is it, Chocolate Awareness Week, American Chocolate Week, and then you have Meat Freak Week. I don't think
Meat
that's
Freak Week.
Yeah, let me research that. Something just not, it's not adding up. It's not looking good. Yeah, I'm kind of scary right now. Okay, get this, one more. Yo-Yo and Skill Toy Weekend. What other type of skill toys are you referring to? Oh.
Yo-yo and skill toy. Oh, all right. I'm kind of curious about what the skill toy is myself.
In the words of Pharrell, happy. Wow. Okay. National Rattlesnake Roundup. Who is going to be the delegated person and be like, okay, guys, round them up? I say the cat. I can't. Nope, I'm good. All right, so it is St. Patrick's Day for all of those who are doing the Irish thing. I know the north end of Boston, you know, and Chicago is really, really saturated with Irish Americans. So I know Boston, the north end, is shut down, okay, definitely. And there's also Submarine Day. Is it Hero Sandwich or the boat? Or either or. Get on the boat and have a sandwich. I don't know. But,
there it is.
Yeah, nonetheless.
Get on the boat and have your submarine. Yeah.
Have your submarine. Doom, doom, doom. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 36 minutes after the hour. It is I, Miss Fabulous, D-Slate in the building. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we hope that it didn't scare you away. And also, I negated. I know this is like 11th hour or kind of like a second-generation information, but did we have any callers on the line?
Actually, the lines are free right now as we speak.
Oh, okay. All right. Other than my sister texting me saying, what? Kill, bro. What? And that voice right there. That is hilarious. Yes, definitely. Shout out once again to Bobby Burwell, the manager extraordinaire to a lot of A-list celebrities. I mean, he is doing miraculous things, giving back to the community. Mr. Burwell, we thank you. We salute you so, so very much. But again, the time is now 37 minutes after the hour. It is I, Ms. Fabulous D. Slick, on your right here. We're going to go ahead and take another quick musical break. D. Slick, I feel like some, stiletto jams, or maybe let's go with the Soul Sister songs of the day. I'm feeling like a little bit of Juné Eco and a little bit of Algebra Blissett. What you think?
I'm feeling that myself.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard of Juné Eco on the song The Words, let me tell you, she has been an artist on the scene for quite some time. She's worked with Drake and a couple of other people, but her voice is very, very eclectic. A lot of monolic type of sounds are rhythmic and patterned. A lot of people think she sounds like Casey, if you remember Casey, and she's still very relevant as well. But Juné Eco, that song, The Worst, is not the worst. It really is the best, and I love it so wholeheartedly. And I hope that you, too, will enjoy the last 20-something odd minutes that we have in your life here on the D-Hour Show. So, D-Slate, I think our system likes this song, so hopefully we will be able to march into musical bliss, if you will, with Juné Eco, The Words, as well as following after that, a little bit of Algebra Blissett on your right here of this miraculous Monday, Money Make It Monday. It is I, Miss Fabulous D. Slate. Let's go.
This is the best worst song I've ever heard in my life.
The best worst song. I love it, D. Slate. Good morning.
Tell me what you say now. Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should've never let you in, 'cause you got me face down. And don't take this personal. You're the worst, you know what you've done to me. And although I know that you can't keep running away. I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want you. I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to, I don't mean to. What you say? You said that you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up so uninvited and change my mind like that? Please don't take this personal. But you ain't shit and you weren't special till I made so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse than you. That you can't keep running away. He one night son, I never let you know. I should have figured though, all that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Then to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. 'Cause I usually do stick to the business, but you came out the blue and then you just touched it. Goddamn, baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just the time from. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. Love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we can build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just the way.
Time is now 46 minutes at the hour. We're just coming back off of a musical break. D-Slate, be there?
I am here, chilling, and I just want to say that that was some of the best, worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
Absolutely, with Junae Eco on the worst, and Algebra was set with, what was that, Nobody But You?
Nobody But You.
Well, D-Slate, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. Do you have any news or any stories that are relevant right now that's buzzing in and throughout our communities?
Well, one in particular that I kind of came across, don't have a whole lot of detail, but I know that there were some issues with Khloe Kardashian on an Australian radio show. She got upset and got off the show abruptly. Also, her ex, well, soon to be ex, I don't know how quite ex are they yet, but Lamar Odom decided to end his basketball career. Now, you know, some rumors are saying some people are thinking that Khloe has been hinting to the fact of possibly reconciling with him. I don't know how the Facebookverse or the Twitterverse feels about that, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people talking about if it's true. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people out there talking about that. And, you know, the question is, if people are going to be asking, wondering if she should take him back or if she should get back together with him. I think that that's her business. I think mm-hmm. that if she decides she wants to give him another chance, I mean, they're married. I mean, they're not quite divorced yet. So, you know, if she wants to give him another chance, I mean, she's an adult. That's, you know, solely up to her for her wanting to give him a chance. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women out there that probably disagree because of things that went down between the two. But I don't know. I just think that, you know, people do deserve second chances or third chances or however you want to look at it. A lot of people don't like giving up on their marriages, and they like to try to work it out the best way they possibly can. So maybe if that's true, maybe that's what she wants to do. I personally a little bothered because I thought that, you know, she was going to marry me, but, you know, it's all good, though. I'm not even tripping, you know, it's cool, you know, I mean, we talked for a little bit, it's all good, though, man, you know, it's all good, I ain't tripping. In my mind, we've talked for many weeks, you know.
Regularly.
So it's
right.
cool.
That is hilarious. You know, I'm kind of with you, the commentary which you made earlier. You know, celebrities are no different from us. They have, you know, moments of, you know, frustration, moments of infidelity, moments of love, lust, moments of love, hate. You know, again, if you're able to have a beating heart of a heart of flesh or a heart of stone, that means that you're going to have emotions and you're going to have, you know, outbreaks and breakouts, you know, and breakups and breakdowns. So, again, if they decide to reconcile, you know, that would be great for them. You know, I'm always rooting for, you know, couples to reestablish the reason why they got together in the first place. There are some things, some elements that we need to be more considerable of, but she is her own person, and she's able to make a decision. If she wants to reconcile with her husband, that's great. If not, it's always going to be entertainment and gossip for us. But for them,
that's
it's
right.
reality. For them, it's reality. For us, it's a reality show. Okay, so that's the difference.
You know what? Also, my last bit of news, I recently heard not too long ago some audio of Justin Bieber when he was in court with the attorneys. And, you know, he was kind of snapping and had a really bad attitude with it. And I don't know. It just, you know, I heard that he also sold his California home to Khloe Kardashian, and I think he's residing in Atlanta now, but I don't know. I think that this young man needs to pick himself up. I think Justin really needs to pick himself up because he's, you know, really spiraling, and he really doesn't want to get to a point where parents, you know, aren't going to want their kids to listen to his music anymore. Parents aren't going to want their kids to have anything to do with him. He's going to lose a lot of his fans if he doesn't get it. If he doesn't get that together, you know, if he doesn't, whatever's going on with him, I hope that he gets some help for it, and I hope that he can fix whatever the issues are. But he got to pull it together. This whole, you know, attitudinal personality that he has right now, He needs to get rid of that like a bad cold. You know, he needs to take something for it and get rid of it and get back to his old humble self where he just performed and he just did what he had to do and he kept it moving. You know, don't get involved in all this nonsense. It just seems like he's spiraling, and you know, any of his friends, you know, family members, and even some of the celebrities that are cool with him, hopefully they can help get him out of that hole that he dug for himself and get him back on level ground again so he can get back to being the Justin Bieber that all the fans, you know, loved years ago. So I just think he needs to get back to that.
Absolutely. And such as my friend, you know, Chris Brown, similar situations yet different, you know. Right now I understand that, well, according to AP Associated Press, that, you know, he was relieved from the rehabilitation center, which he was, and they're going to activate possibility, you know, a violation of probation or parole. So with that being said, you know, my prayers are definitely going to go out to Justin Bieber and, you know, Chris Brown, both alike, because they're incredible sources of talent, and it's truly, honestly, a waste and definitely crippling of my heart to see that this is happening because, again, sometimes fame can be the demise of us. You know, we want it so bad to the point that a lot of us can't handle it. And I'm not saying that this is catered specifically in this case. However, again, fame is not for everyone, but, you know, I like both of them. Justin Bieber's music, he's brilliant. He's incredibly talented. And I've also, you know, really, really love Chris Brown's music and, you know, just as a friend. So I wish them well, and I hope for, you know, a better day for both of them, definitely. And
Absolutely.
That's my platform. Yeah, so the time is now 54 after the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming down, closing down, shutting down this wonderful, joyous evening in which we've had on the 17th day of the third month of the 2014th year. I love when I do that. That's so cool. But the I've Got Something to Say radio show, try not to break character, Poetic. Speaking third person, I love it. But Dee Slate and I, you know, we had an immense time here tonight. Being on the radio, on the air, is always, always a stress reliever, and I look forward to it each and every time. And you can be doing anything else in the world, but you chose to be with us. And we just really want more crowd participation. I mean, when we have these A-list celebrities, we want you all to call in. Don't be shy. Don't be scary. Definitely call in and talk to them. They love, you know, for their fans to ask questions and things of that nature. So definitely we encourage that to be an active participant on our radio show. Dee Slate, your last commentary, closing remarks for the evening.
Well, I want to say we had a phenomenal show, as always, on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all my fabulous Irish men and Irish women out there. And also I want to say big shout-out and big congratulations to the beautiful Miss Kim Kimball for all her success. She's a family member on this network now. We're going to call her Cousin Kim. Big shout-out to Cousin Kim for hanging out with us, and we're going to continue to keep supporting her. Make sure you go to her website, check her out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Keep supporting her. Look out for the third season of L.A. Hair. And keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network every week, every day. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing. Just make sure you tune into the ATS, All Things Sports Radio Show tomorrow. Big Mike and C. Miller is going to be breaking down March Madness for all those college basketball fans. So definitely keep in tune. And I think this Wednesday it may be a smooth Nod Your Head Radio Wednesday, because I think we may be joined by Smooth B of Nice and Smooth and CL Smooth from P-Rock and CL Smooth this Wednesday on Nod Your Head Radio. So make sure you guys tune into that. And just keep tuning in, you know, this week. You never know who's going to be on. You just got to keep it locked. And big shout-out to all the fans and all the listeners. We love you guys. And I love my sis TJ because she gets it in every time on the I Got Something to Say radio show. And I'm very proud of her. Thank you.
Oh, Dee Slay, that was so, so super awesome. And ditto, I mean, definitely from being the owner-operator, you know, of this wonderful network and giving us opportunity after opportunity. You know, definitely I salute you publicly, brother, for, you know, everything. So ditto, ditto, ditto. To all of our listening audience, ditto, 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 that, you know, we truly appreciate your support. I'm dying support, and, you know, just keep coming back for more and more and more, and not only for this show, but all shows alike on the D Hour Show Radio Network. We work very hard and diligently to bring you the best entertainment possible. What goes on behind the scenes in order to bring A-list, you know, celebrities and things of that nature. You know, we really, really work hard because we want only the best. Definitely the very lovely Kim Kimble. She was a delight. As a, you know, I had a fan base for her prior to her coming on the show. I'm even more of a fan. She articulated so well and gave us so insightful information. Truly, truly, I enjoyed the interview with Kim Kimble on today. Shout out to Mr. Bobby Burwell. Thank you for arranging that union. And, you know, we hope in the near future that we can have Kim back on the show because really Absolutely. She was giving some great tips about, you know, black women's hair and things of that nature. And just in general, she said hair is not a color or a race. Hair is a texture. And I love that, you know, so.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that was some deep stuff. So, you know, hair and emotion is texture, is layered, you know. I love that. So shout out once again to Kim Kimble. Definitely continue to support that sister and all that she does. Tune in to WE Television for, you know, season 3 as they gear up. A lot of surprises this season. So definitely, definitely continue to support WE Television, LA Hair, Kim Kimble. And again, the D Hour Show Radio Network, we have 1 minute before the hour, and we're going to go ahead and just salute and say good night. Definitely, we have some great things coming next week. We employed you, and we encourage you to tune in, as we will be speaking with legendary icon Nikki Giovanni, will be my special guest on the I've Got Something to Say Radio Show. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Yes. And also for the National Poetry Award, shout out to Troy Lewis and the D Hour Show Radio Network, myself, D Slate. We're gearing up to go for the 5th National Poetry Awards in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hello to Mayor Chris Ray. Thank you so much for all of your assistance. So definitely continue, vote for all the 19 categories we have. You can go on Facebook to get more information as it relates to that. So with that being said, to everyone that supports us, we want to just say good night and have a fabulous, fabulous week, pun intended. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. To all my sisters, I see you. To my brothers, stay strong. You all have a very great evening. Good night. Love you, Bye-bye. Mother. Good night.
Have a great party.
Good night, John Boy. Good night.
See, I got something to say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing to say, but you're really great and mighty in the day.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.